Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Oh no.
Seriously? Come on!
This game sucks.
Welcome to Omniscient Idiots.
Welcome back to another episode of Omniscient Idiots. I am Allison Todd. Right with me is Daniel Vargas. And today we're going to be talking about... What are we going to be talking about? Rewards and
punishments
at the table.
One of the most dicey propositions for any DM, regardless of experience. And what that means is how to reward and, in some instances, punish players appropriately. You have your own experience with this, right, Allison?
I do. I've had a couple experiences, both secondhand and firsthand, where you're trying to, in a game, encourage the behavior and the roleplay that is good for the table and a good experience for everybody, while punishing the stuff that maybe might make the game a little bit dicey or even just totally fall apart given the wrong circumstances.
Yeah, and like I've been on the other side of that as well, as being one of the players who was rewarded by the DM, but then subsequently party politics came into play and punished by the party as a result. So it's not quite as cut and dry as it might seem. What's one shining instance for you when it comes to rewarding a player or being rewarded as a player that really stands out as like, this made the game that much better for you because of this?
This was a Descent into Avernus campaign, and we were sort of at a little impasse for the session because we were missing a player, but it's okay. So we had this session where the party split up for just like a little bit, and we were on this boat, and our DM cooked up this, I don't know if this is an official monster or if it was another one of his wacky creations that he's made just to torture us. But it was this monster that played off of our fears and fed off of our bad memories. And so it gave us nightmares. And so he was telling us about how, oh shit, the elf in the party, aka me, is asleep. And, you know, if you know anything about elves, they don't go to sleep. They just sit there and sort of meditate. And so that was a weird occurrence.
I believe is the official term.
So instead of just sitting there trancing and being all, you know, cool and sort of collected, they were just passed the hell out on the deck of the ship. And people thought, okay, that's weird. And then we went into this sort of dream sequence. And true to roleplay, it was very panicky, very fast-paced, very weird, to say the least. But the way that he ended up rewarding me for... sort of letting him go through with this was that he rewarded me inspiration for the next role in the fight against this monster. So we went through this sort of dream sequence for a couple different players, and then at the end of all that, he rewarded people for their good role play by giving them inspiration to use in the upcoming battle against whatever was attacking us.
I actually love that mechanic. Inspiration in general, and for those of you who don't use it or aren't aware of it, inspiration is just... is a one-time token that a player can cash in for advantage on a roll. And it's something that I find a lot of DMs don't actually use. Like, in your experience, like, is that, like, a pretty used mechanic?
I think I've only been rewarded inspiration one other time. And that was another one where it was more like a total party action that was rewarded. Mm. So everybody in the party got inspiration for that, going on that one mission or, like, figuring out that one side quest puzzle or something like that.
I think as a DM, it's really easy to forget that that does kind of exist, because I think most often DMs will grant advantage or disadvantage in the moment for a role, but not really use that kind of like token system that's like, you know what, you did awesome, later on down the road you can cash this in whenever you want.
And it's such a great mechanic too, because you can use it for any scenario when your players have done well, especially if you think that, oh, you know, they did really well when they didn't have to, or they roleplayed, they got into character, they really came through on this puzzle, or even if they're like going against their nature as a player. I know it's super hard for me to play a character who is not so know-it-all-y, if you could put it that way, where... you know, I know the answer, but my character has such low intelligence that there's no way they would figure that out. So my DM is like, for your restraint, here you go.
Yeah, that's an entire other topic for an episode later down the line, but I've definitely had that experience of, I love playing this character. You know, they're a barbarian, they're a lot of fun, but God, they're stupid. And it is one of those.
Oh my god.
Oddly, and like ironically, you have to be a very smart character to play a dumb character and still get to the same kind of like resolutions. Like, you have to, like, mental math, how would a stupid character come to this conclusion, work that out in your head in the middle of a scene, which is always a nightmare. I believe that we have a guest speaker today, is that correct?
We do. His name is Michael. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
It's a bit earlier for you.
Yeah. So, when it comes to rewarding and punishing players, what is your embarrassing DM story?
I've only officially been DMing since probably about last December.
Congratulations.
I've been wanting to play D&D since high school, but I'd never really had resources or ability to do that until last spring when the pandemic hit, and I started getting into it online on Discord. So I don't actually have all that much experience. But considering the way that people ask me questions, I assume that means my BS is on par.
Which is honestly all DMing is.
This is true.
Have you ever rewarded or punished a player in just a battle sequence or anything like that?
A battle sequence I've used as a punishment.
I remember you said you had a story.
A battle sequence as a punishment.
Okay. Tell us more about that.
So the same player in question that ate mushrooms, he has rather sticky fingers. And he tends to shiny grab. He doesn't really think about the consequences of his actions. So we've been doing a one-shot or a contract, as we call it, in our server. And if there's anything shiny, he just grabbed it. And so I presented this room. There is a tree. And you're in an underground sewer, mind you. So there's a tree growing from the ground into the ceiling. And there's gold treasures, magical, not magical, littered all over the floor with dead bodies of uniformed guards and uniformed other beings. And his first thought was, oh, shiny, I'm going to go grab a shiny. Everyone else was like, wait, what's wrong with the floor? What's wrong with the room? Because there's dead bodies around a tree underground.
Something's not right here, huh?
And so he decided to go and do the first thing. I'm going to look around for treasure. Okay. And roll perception, roll investigation. And he stooped down and picked up a small little object. And then he proceeded to get wailed on by a tree because he had touched the treasure. And it was kind of me trying to say, hey, look, you're so sticky-fingered that you don't care about the consequences. This wasn't the first time that he'd like caused something negative to happen to the party, per se. This one was just the only one I targeted specifically for him.
Greed is always one of those major drives that's just so easy to watch people stumble into awful mistakes time and time again and not learn from them.
That is true.
Punishment is always a very hard thing to curate in a game because generally, this is another topic for a different episode, but you want to say yes to everything that your players do.
Yeah.
And you really want to keep it lighthearted and make them feel like anything's possible. But when they're starting to, like you said, give detriments to the party and put people in danger or maybe just make people at the table uncomfortable, you have to find some sort of punishment for them. And the most fun way you can do that is honestly to make it a feature in the game.
The whole punishment thing revolves heavily around having a proper session zero a lot of time, which we'll cover in a different episode. But often that kind of someone doing something that's detrimental to the party at large and them requiring punishment stems from people wanting to play different types of games, right? Mm-hmm. But when you do have that circumstance, because it does happen quite often, you have to be careful when dishing out the punishment, because if you go too heavy, too hard, it can really easily lead to some awkward table tension.
Sort of on the inverse of punishing your party, there are more ways to sort of reward them in-game as you do with punishing them. Instead of using the sort of built-in, you know, giving them inspiration or giving them, like, a cool item, it can be as simple as maybe making their weird plan go off without a hitch. Or an example would be, right in our game now, we've got this player who has this really cool idea for their Artificer character. And they are playing off of the Grim Hollow supplement where they're becoming an elemental. And so what they want to do, as most people do, is have a sort of garden full of pets pet elementals, not really pets in this scenario because they're recognizing a lot of the lore in the game where elementals are very angry to be taken out of their natural habitats and they're intelligent beings. So they're sort of creating this wayward home for these sort of outcast elementals in the garden. And I figure they asked me to DM for it. So I was like, okay, cool. I really want to make this work because this is a really cool idea and something that I figure they would want to sort of have go off, not without a hitch, but, you know, if they roll well, if they play well, if they play their cards right, they're going to have this happen one way or another.
I mean, yeah, it's when it comes to stuff like that, right? And like when a player is so devoted to an idea for the like a possible endpoint for that character, it's really important to try and, even as a reward, just give focus and attention to that kind of arc of them building that concept. Mm-hmm. I had a very similar experience when my first ever character, I played a cleric whose deity had been murdered, and their entire goal was trying to rebuild the order and somehow revive their deity. And my DM did a really great job of just giving that storyline a lot of attention, even though it wasn't the main storyline of that campaign. Like, he would toss in things like, oh, you find a priest who's working on a theory of like a higher reincarnation that might apply to deities. And these are like the list of things you'll need for the ritual. And so that became an entire series of side quests in of itself, in addition to the main campaign. And that is a perfect reward for a player who's really invested in their character. Give them the spotlight for the things that they want to develop and focus on. I think we've all played...
That's sort of rewarding also, like a good backstory as well. Well written, well developed, so that you can actually implement it into the game rather than just have it be,
exactly.
Oh, you know, it happened.
Yeah, and like it's one of the things where... Like, we've all had those characters where you put so much effort into the backstory, you have this awesome idea for them, and you get
to play 17 pages long.
Exactly. You got a whole thesis written out for their character arc, and then it's never touched on in the game. The DM has their mm-hmm. own plot, their own campaign that they want to focus on, and your character's backstory kind of falls to the wayside. And a lot of times those games end up, like, sputtering out because there isn't enough mm-hmm. conviction by the players who want to keep going.
Again, could be helped by a session zero managing expectations and all that stuff.
But another episode.
For another episode.
Exactly, exactly. I think that is all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest Michael for coming on.
It was thank you for having
really
me.
Appreciated. Of course. This has been another episode of Omniscient Idiots by your hosts Daniel Vargas and Allison Todd.
It's great to have you all here. Thanks for coming and listening to our ramblings about rewards and punishment in D&D.
Until next time.